This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. The Democratic Party will nominate John Kerry for president at this summer's national convention in the famously liberal city of Boston. That location is a challenge for national Democrats who try to avoid divisive debates over issues from gay marriage to social spending. As we heard yesterday, Republicans face their own problems as they prepare for their symbolic but important convention in New York. This morning, NPR's Tovia Smith reports from Boston, where John Kerry will accept the nomination just a few blocks from his home.
It's another day in Boston and another dedication of a historical site.
Just pull it. Ready? There we go.
This one, the Heard House, built in Charlestown in 1792. It's just a block from the Bunker Hill Monument and next door to the stable where Paul Revere grabbed his horse. Every block here bears another mark of history, and Boston Mayor Tom Menino says another symbol of the values Americans hold most dear.
We represent what America is all about. The fight for independence started here in Boston and continues every year. It's a great setup for the convention because we're going to talk about the issues that have made America great. It's all here in Boston.
In fact, it's one of the reasons Democrats chose Boston. It's the birthplace of our democracy and home of the nation's first public school and first public library. Those are the kinds of stories the Democrats can't wait to tell. But Massachusetts is also the birthplace of Ted Kennedy, the liberal lion of the U.S. Senate, and former Governor Michael Dukakis, who lost his presidential race against the elder George Bush in 1988. And Massachusetts is on its way to becoming the first state in the nation to legalize gay marriage. Good news to many party faithful, to be sure, but also to their political opponents, like Republican consultant Todd Domke.
This is like a fantasy come true, frankly, that they would pick the state that is viewed as the most extreme of any in terms of its embrace of contemporary liberalism.
Indeed, Republicans are already at work, casting Kerry as another in a long tradition of Massachusetts liberals out of touch with mainstream America.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry.
This ad by a conservative group called Citizens United talks about Kerry's yacht and mansion and ends with a picture of Kerry next to Ted Kennedy.
Another rich liberal elitist from Massachusetts who claims he's a man of the people. Priceless.
Democrats insist the comparisons between Kerry and Kennedy or Dukakis are unfounded. They say Kerry is a different kind of candidate with an impressive war record, and unlike Dukakis, they say, Kerry will fight back when hit and will not let his opponents define him. But they concede they'd have an easier job selling their candidate if the convention were somewhere else. Democratic consultant Dan Payne.
If you ask me, would I rather not have Boston as the site of the convention? I'd rather not have it here. I don't think it's a help. Now, no one knew that no one knew that John Kerry...
Oopsie.
You're not going to put that on the air.
Democrats will likely keep Dukakis out of the spotlight during the convention, but Senator Kennedy will almost certainly play a prominent role in prime time. Democrats are also planning a huge gala in his honor as a kind of capstone to his legendary career. But Democratic analyst Lou DiNatale says the senior senator will want to be careful not to take too high a profile.
Ted's smart. I mean, Ted knows he's been used as a whipping boy for 30 years. He understands the other side and how they're going to play any of his appearances. So my guess is you'll see it quick, respectful, and gone. And the real thanks will go on in private.
Other potential problems for the Democrats range from threatened strikes by police unions to major traffic tie-ups. Last month, Republican Governor Mitt Romney publicly suggested that Democrats should move the convention so it would be less disruptive. But city officials are having none of that. They call it partisan mischief, and they say they won't let it ruin Boston's first ever national convention. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.